Looking back on the episode after recording it, I realized that my audio quality is very terrible. I want to apologize for that. You can hear background nature. This obviously isn't a professional setup. This is done on my phone using the Anchor app. So yeah, I apologize. Can't do much better. Hopefully you can still enjoy it. Thank you. All right, hello everyone. Welcome to Of Thoughts and Maturation. I'm gonna go back for a second and say everyone because I did not enunciate that very properly. Today we are talking about the effects of performing arts on youth. Now I want to specify that I mean youth as in under age 20-ish, maybe up to like 23. Personally, I have been involved in many performing, well, not many, some performing arts productions, starting in about elementary grade school. I was involved in school-related activities. We have a tradition here, where I live. I won't specify. It is a performance that we do in front of the school, in front of our parents, members of the community who want to watch. I was a dancer singer. We sung in our native language and danced a really aggressive, manly type of chest slapping dance. I'm sure you can narrow down where we are from that. But from there, I did some other, class-related type productions. Nothing too big. Where I'm from, we don't. My apologies. Where I'm from, we don't have many big plays or anything like that. Plays. I don't think our school even had an auditorium. We definitely didn't have an actual stage. But, I still enjoyed myself anyway. Jump from grade school to about high school. I joined acting class in my junior year, and boy, was I missing out. I immediately fell in love with it. My class, I was really lucky. I got with a lot of very unique and interesting, lovable, fun people. And we all clicked immediately. It was amazing. And I formed relationships with these people. Sorry, relationships. There we go. With these people that I still hold. Not that it's been that long, but anyway, still, these people are awesome. Love them. And I got somehow, I don't know how, I got a, well, co-star role in the first real legitimate play that I was in. It was a student-directed play, student-written, student-produced. And it was just really amazing that all of these kids worked together. We all had various ages, we all had various experience in acting, and yet we still all clicked and we still all made it work. From there, I continued to be in acting class. I also joined an outside performing arts learning center club thing. I got a lead role in their production too. We did an adaptation of 1984 by George Orwell, if any of you have read it. I played Winston, and I had to play this character who was really emotionally broken. The system was wearing down on this guy, and there were a lot of torture scenes. I'd never done a torture scene before. I never had to scream. But it was liberating, and I formed a connection with this dark, dour, slightly optimistic, but still beaten down guy that I didn't know I could play. And that's what I think is really great about performing. These kids, they get to join hands with a person they didn't even know they could act like. Because you don't go into acting knowing that eventually down the line you're gonna play this specific character, and that, you know, he's gonna feel this specific way. You may, I'm sure there are actors out there who, since they were little, they wanted to play this character, and eventually they got to it, but even then, that character will have evolved. You will change with the character, and it will be a very fluid and adaptive take that nobody really expects. Even the writers and the directors who create these characters, or, you know, adapt them from other creators, they don't even know exactly what they're looking for until they found it. That's how this goes. And to be able to join something like that, join a community like that, where your youth, your adaptivity, your fluid character, personal character that is ever changing as we are when we're young, to join a community that is used to that and accepts it and encourages it and uses it, it's very liberating. Because I know that when I joined acting, I was changing constantly. I was becoming the man I'm going to be. And acting class and just performing in general accepted that. It was great because that's what they need. They need somebody who isn't completely stuck in their ways, who isn't completely stuck in this mindset, in their own head. They need somebody who can step out of their head and into another's. Because that's what you do when you act. You become somebody else. You don't just play somebody else. You try to become somebody else. And when you're done, if you did it right, you will take things from that character and bring it into yourself. Hopefully only the good things, but, you know, maybe some people get the bad things. But all the more power to them, because they still made something of that character. They brought it and incorporated it into yourself. And that's good, because as young people, we're highly influential, or we're highly, very easily influenced. We can see something in a music video, on TV, in a movie, doesn't matter where, and we can absorb it into who we are. And a lot of the time, the things we see, especially nowadays, are not good. We see killing on TV, we see gangster rap, which, nothing against that. We see constant swearing, constant discrimination, sexual degradation, all kinds of things that we don't want to be a part of our lives, yet we see it, and because we're so easily influenced, we take it in. And parents who control everything their kids see can't really help it. You know, you can be the hovering parent, but your kid is still going to be influenced by things outside of your family. So to be these highly easily influenced individuals, it's great to have something where you need to be easily influenced. Well, not easily influenced, but you need to be adaptive. You need to change into this other character, because then you see things through another character's eyes. You take on their personality, and you realize that nobody's the same. Everybody's different. You personally will disagree with what this character does. But yet, it's your job as an actor to understand where he's coming from. And if you do that right, you gain perception, you gain vision, You gain knowledge, you gain ideas. And I'm not saying that acting will make you the wise old sage man, but it will give you perception if you do it right. And I think that's what's important for these kids. For me. Well, I hope you enjoy my little rant. I'm not the kind to, I don't know. I don't like to degrade anything. But I do give praise where I think praise is needed. So yeah, I hope you enjoy. Maybe you'll tune in next time. Either way, have a great day. Have a great night. Have a great life. Whatever you're doing right now, have a great one of it. And enjoy life. Goodbye.